The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. For only the third time in American history, a trial to impeach the President of the United States is underway in the U.S. Senate. KCBS's Jim Taylor joins us with a report of the proceedings so far. Jim?
Each side will get 3 days to present arguments, Rebecca, with no witnesses. Democrat House managers will go first, and then from presidential attorney Pat Cipollone.
Then the president's attorneys will have a chance to respond. After that, all of you will have 16 hours to ask whatever questions you have of either side. Once that's finished and you have all of that information, we will proceed to the question of witnesses and some of the more difficult questions that will come before this body.
Yeah, what that means is no witnesses, and Democrats say that's not fair. It makes no sense. Congressman Adam Schiff says in the end,
does the commission of these high crimes and misdemeanors require the conviction and removal of the president? We believe that it does, and that the Constitution requires that it be so, or the power of impeachment must be deemed a relic or a casualty to partisan times, and the American people left unprotected against a president who would abuse his power for the very purpose of corrupting the only other method of accountability, our elections themselves.
So it is absolutely partisan. A brief recess right now, and then consideration of a Democratic amendment to the impeachment resolution, which would bring into the process documents and witnesses not yet introduced. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Thank you, Jim. Historians who have studied and written about past impeachments will be closely following this trial. That part of the story from KCBS's Tim Ryan.
University of Virginia historian and author Ken Hughes says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is working hard to protect not only the president, but his fellow Republican senators.
While most people consider the conclusion foregone, probably the 53 Republican senators will vote to acquit President Trump. There will be an impact in how that verdict is interpreted.
While McConnell keeps drawing procedural comparisons to the impeachments of Presidents Nixon and Clinton, Hughes says the GOP leader is, in fact, changing the rules on voting for witnesses.
They'd have to say whether or not they wanted to hear from individual witnesses. And that would put Republicans in a very awkward position, since polls are currently showing that a very large majority of Americans, I think 69%, want to hear witnesses.
Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Stanford University experts say California needs to do a much better job of using controlled burns to prevent wildfires on state-owned lands. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub joins us for the News Center with the latest. Jeffrey?
Rebecca, the study finds that California needs a, quote, colossal expansion of forest land treatments, from controlled burns to physical thinning of land. But there's long been resistance to this. Chris Field is director of the Woods Institute for the Environment.
We found a number of barriers. They range from fear that prescribed burns can't be conducted safely and they'll get out of control, all the way to limitations from air resources boards that are trying to eliminate pollution from smoke.
Field says their study found hazards are minimal.
Both the local and the regional effects of a prescribed burn are much less serious than of a wildfire.
And he says smoke from controlled burns is much less harmful to the environment than from wildfires. According to the study, 20% of the state's land area need to be controlled to slow future wildfires.
On at least half that area, we could use prescribed burns to really reduce the fire danger.
The News Center, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.